Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe. And I'm Sue Bird. We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. A Touch More.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we talk to Hakeem Butler, wide receiver from the Arizona Cardinals. You guys know what's about to go down in Arizona. Hakeem is out all last year with an injury, but he is ready to roll. We talked about D-Hop, we talked about Fitz, Kyler, that whole offense. We talked about Cliff Kingsbury's home that we all saw on draft night, and then we did ranked. Hakeem is a big fashionista. He's also from B-More, which is my town, but we talked about the top three worst fashion trends. It was an absolute riot, hilarious throughout. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
Blue Wire.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A blast. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant put the jumper.
He got it! And the Lakers lead!
Mamba out.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode. On this episode, we welcome our guest, Hakeem Butler from the Arizona Cardinals. Hakeem, how's it going, man?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right. What are we in? Almost month three of quarantine, I feel like.
It's been a long time.
I told Jack before when we hopped on, we were waiting for you. I told Jack, I was like, dude, I was looking at like my memories today, and it's actually been 2 months since I've put on a pair of jeans. Like, I've just been chilling in my house in like shorts and sweatpants. I haven't gotten dressed up for anything in 2 months. It's wild.
I don't think I want to put on jeans again, though.
I know. It kind of changed the way we live. Most things I prefer not, but some it's taught me a little. Where you hold up right now?
I'm in Arizona right now, so jeans won't be getting put on for at least another 8 to 9 months because it's like 110 degrees right now.
That's true.
So let's get right into it. Have you guys – what's the deal? Are you guys doing a virtual off season? How's that working?
I think all the teams in the league right now are just doing virtual meetings and things like that. Everybody's kind of just on the same playing field. We should have some news coming soon. I mean, we're not doing virtual workouts. I know some teams are, but we're just doing virtual meetings and then go work out after that.
Yeah, we talked to Lane Johnson. He was right after he hopped off the call with us, he was going to do a workout with the Eagles. And I was like, how the hell do you do a virtual workout? He said there's literally just a guy on the other end of the call watching you work out, just counting your reps, essentially. It's just like a rep counter. And that's what the virtual workouts are. But have you noticed that in these Zoom meetings, these virtual workouts, that it's harder to pay attention than if you were actually at the facility, like in the meeting rooms?
I think for me, I think it's a lot easier, honestly. Just because, like, you know, being so young, I guess, you know, I'm just used to staring at a screen anyway. So right. I guess it's kind of just like it's kind of made sense, I guess.
Yeah, versus like I think people forget because, you know, we're young, we're about the same age. We're used to growing up in this era. But there's players on your team. There's players, even wide receivers on your team that are much older who might not have as much experience with social media or setting up a Zoom call. Like, it's not as easy as it is for us. Like, is that a huge problem with all those guys? Like, they're just like Larry Fitzgerald is just like, how does this even work?
He's old, but he's not that old.
But I know he's not that old, but a 10-year difference, they didn't even have like iPhones growing up, you know?
But you got to think about it. I mean, we grew up and we were young when like iPhones came out. But I mean, shit, he was 20 something maybe when iPhones came out. So I mean, you know, he's like, you know, he came up with it too technically. So I mean, I think he's very like proficient and he got all kinds of assistance and stuff. So, I mean, even if he wasn't, you know, he'll fake it.
Totally. So you grew up a large part of your life in Texas, and you always talk about Texas football. And then you go to Iowa State, and, you know, since I went to Texas, and Texas is – football is a big deal, but we're just not very good at it somehow anymore. What's the deal with Texas football? Why can we never recruit a good player anymore? And then why'd you go to Iowa State?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think, like, you know, the right thing to say here about Texas football where I don't.
No filter. Trust me. I've said whatever you're going to say, I've said worse.
Well, I mean, Texas football, honestly, I wanted to go to Texas just because of the lore, you know, growing up in Texas. I mean, even before I moved to Texas, like, Vince Young was just a man, and everybody saw that Rose Bowl game, like, mm-hmm. even from Baltimore. And, like, I've just always just been a fan of, like, Texas, you know, just the Longhorns. And I honestly wanted to go to Texas really bad. I wouldn't have minded to, like, go play for the Longhorns and just – have that fan base, burnt orange. I would look good in it and everything. But anyway, that's besides the point. I just feel like young kids don't really care about history anymore, I feel like. And at the same time, maybe the guy, you know, that's leading the charge there in Texas is not the right guy, I feel like. I just don't know if he's the guy that should be running the show.
Interesting. That's better. That's a better response than most people. You know, most people are just like, you know, it'll come around, or they're historic, they just had some struggles, but not a lot of people actually point to the coach. So that's an interesting point. But what about at Iowa State? What was your success like there? Why'd you end up there?
Well, I went to Iowa State. I mean, I moved from Baltimore. I had all kinds of, like, grade issues and everything just because, like, everything I was going through in life at the time. But I had a bunch of coaches come in late. I didn't get any offers during my senior year of football. I was prepared to, like, commit and play basketball somewhere because, you know, I just wanted to get to college, really. But, I mean, football was, like, going to the NFL was always my dream. And so I just remember basketball season started, and my basketball coach, he just was like, yeah, like, some coaches in the hallway want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, like, some basketball coaches or something. And I remember it was a coach from Indiana, and he's like, I want you to play defensive end. And I was like, shit, coach, like, I'm ready. Like, I'll play whatever. Like, I just want to play football.
Wow.
And then all these other coaches start coming in, and then one short black dude from Iowa State, Coach Louie, came in, and he was like, you a big fucker. I was like, yeah. I mean, most kids, like, lie about their height and stuff. So, I mean, it's, like, it's hard to get recruited when you're actually, like, 6'6". But, yeah, he came in, told me I was big, and he thought I was a freak. He watched me dunk a couple times, and he was like, you're going to be a monster. Like, you need to come to Iowa State. I didn't even know Iowa was a state at that time. It was a little wild. It was a little crazy, but I didn't know Iowa was a state at the time. I didn't know they were in the Big 12. It was just so much I didn't know. Then he told me he had to fight for me to get a scholarship there because they were kind of full. And a kid decommitted. Wow. I visited, fell in love, and the rest is history.
There you go. So in that story, you said that you were getting recruited to play basketball. One thing Jack and I do for every – whether it's a basketball – whenever we have a non-basketball player that plays basketball on the podcast, because I think, Jack, was it our first episode we did this?
Yeah, we came up with
our first episode ever. Jack and I gave us each other our player comparisons in the NBA. Jack said he was Russell Westbrook. I said I was –
Hakeem? What's funny about that?
Nah, man. Good for you, bro.
I'm the white Russell Westbrook. I play below the rim, but I play at his speed in terms of, I guess,
you can't be Russ.
Yeah, no, we've squashed that since. But my point is, Hakeem, who would your NBA comparison be with your style of play?
It just depends on the day. Like, you know, like, some days I'm Michael Jordan, some days I'm Dennis Rodman. It just depends on the day, honestly.
See that's what I mean?
That's what I said. So, yo, that's what I agree with him, because some days I'm like, I wake up thinking, damn, I woke up in Bron mode. And then other days.
You wake up in Bronny mode at best. I mean,
Bronny's tough and can dunk, so I'll take it.
Right.
But, all right, back to football. Because you ended up at Iowa State, but you redshirted your freshman year. And I'm always curious about the redshirt process, because these guys that come to these big name schools like Iowa State and the Big 12, they're used to being the best at football their entire lives, like in peewee, middle school, high school. That's why you are where you are. But suddenly you get to a program like Iowa State, who's in the Big 12, who is a respected program, and you have to take a step back. And you also did this in your rookie year with Arizona, where you have to take sort of a redshirt year, obviously under different circumstances. But what does that do for you mentally, knowing that, like, you might be totally fine and can go out there and play, but you're just, like, not allowed?
I mean, at Iowa State, it was definitely a lot different than in Arizona. But I would say at Iowa State, they kind of redshirted everybody in my class except for maybe, like, one or two people.
Is that a common thing?
No, but I mean, at the time, Iowa State was honestly, like, we had a lot of talent.
Right.
Like, we're probably one of the most talented teams in the country. The coaching just wasn't where it was supposed to be. I mean, and that's why they were gone. It wasn't our head coach's fault, but, yeah, it was some people on the staff whose fault it was. We're not going to talk about that one right now. But, but, no, like, at first, you know, being young, you know, teams make promises. People say things when you get them recruited, like, oh, you know, you can do this and that. It's tough, you know, when they first, like, when you realize that, like, you're not going to play at all. Like, there's no way you're playing. I think that's, like, it definitely, like, hurt everybody that I came in with. And kids being kids nowadays, you know, everybody wants to be that freshman starter, that freshman rookie of the year type guy. And it just, you know, it's realistic, but at the same time, you know, stuff happens for a reason, and I truly believe that, like, redshirting was the best thing for me. But, I mean, yeah, I know I wasn't ready, like, college football. I weighed 170 pounds when I got to school, and I remember the very first day I got there, I saw kids hitting in 7-on-7 with no pads. I was like, I'm not ready for this. So, like, I had to take a year off. But when I got to the league, I think the circumstances were definitely completely different for me. Just because, you know, I didn't like where I got drafted, fourth round. I thought I was a lot better than that. And when I had, like, a chip on my shoulder, I felt like I had a lot to prove to myself and a lot of people out there. And I feel like I didn't get that chance because I got hurt. And it's nobody's fault, I mean, but my own. And, I mean, there was no way I was going to play with the way my finger was at the receiver position. It just wasn't going to happen.
Right. I mean, I think injuries are part of football. Everyone knows how dangerous of a game it is. So obviously it was
different. The thing is, I've never been hurt until this year.
Wow. Wow. Obviously it's different circumstances, like, getting redshirted when you're hurt versus when you're not. Because at one point you're being told you're able to play right now. We're just not going to play you. But in the end, like, there was a point last year where you physically couldn't play. And that's being that you've never been injured before, that's probably takes a toll on you. But do you feel as if sitting out all of last year and watching Kyler and the offense go to work and watching Coach Kingsbury and him implement his system is actually going to be beneficial for you in your, I guess, your official rookie year now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I saw ways to do things and ways not to do things last year. And I definitely took mental note of everything. I got to just be in the offense, I would say, and just, you know, understand why we were doing things. I learned defenses a little more. I learned why we run certain plays, when we run them. I think I'm ready to, like, just jump into offense now, I would say, and just make a difference. I mean, I'm confident and I'm ready to get back out there. I think that's probably the biggest thing for me too, just a year to really get my confidence up and know that I can compete on this level. We played a lot of guys that I feel like really shouldn't even be in this league. And so I know that I definitely have a chance to make a difference and make a name for myself in this league.
Now I feel like you have the dog mentality, you got the chip on your shoulder, and you have a full year of like experiencing the NFL and learning from the greats. It's like all goes now. That's like the most exciting part when you're an athlete, is you're not just being thrown in there and have to figure this out. Like, you know what you have to do. You just got to put in the work now, which is the easiest part when you're built like the way you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, that's exactly like perfect. I can't say no better.
There we go. So have you been to Coach Cliff Kingsbury's house? Because we saw it on TV and that thing looks nice. Are all the houses in Arizona like that or what?
I mean, you get a pay like him, yeah, they all look like that. But nah, like his house, I've never been, but I mean, you know, I'm definitely waiting for the invite along with a lot of other people, I presume. I saw the house on TV and I couldn't believe it. I'm trying to figure out where the dude lives at too. So
yeah, they're like, yeah.
The house is relaxed. The house is almost too nice. Like, it gave me the vibe. Like, this is a house that, like, you could probably cover up a crime at or something. Like, I don't know. Just like, I don't know what was going on there, but, like, with the open thing and everything, it just...
Well, you're not an open living room guy, Abe?
You know, we're working on taking down a wall here, but as of now, I'm
not. Hakeem,
no, his house, that thing was beautiful.
So the league you were asking me about, Hollywood. Oh, also, do people not call him Hollywood? So I'm a Ravens fan. I mean, I grew up in Baltimore, and we just call him Hollywood Brown. That's his nickname. That's almost like someone asked me what his name was, and I was like, Hollywood. And they're like, no, what's his real name? I'm like, I don't know. I forget. Obviously, it's Marquise. And you called him Marquise.
When he said Marquise, I actually thought my first thought went to Marquise Lee. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's become just Hollywood Brown. But it's funny because also in the league is Kyler. And in the group chat that we're all in to organize playing our games, I sent a message, and I was like, yeah, I play Hollywood later tonight. And Kyler literally wrote, he's like, it's Marquise. Like, he won't give him the nickname Hollywood. He hates it. do you play Madden? I mean,
do I play Madden?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
I play.
Have
I
you
play
played Kyler?
All day, every day.
Have you played against Kyler?
No, I played Kyler in FIFA, and I played with him in Fortnite. That's about it.
Okay.
I don't think Kyler wants to see me in Madden, though.
Ooh, really? He's like 10-3 in our league. Like, he's
well, Jack.
Nice.
You're also trash.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with me. I'm talking. But it's funny because I discovered. I mean, this is my first league with a lot of pros, and like Hollywood, Mixon, Derwin, Kyler, they're all at the top of the league. So I don't understand. Someone asked me this. Right. You guys play in the NFL. You're obviously super athlete, super talented. But Madden, it's not like you're reading defenses better than us. Maybe you are, but
that's not true. Yes, they are.
But you are.
In Madden?
But you are, though.
Really?
100%.
Really?
It's easier. I mean, it's definitely easier to read than it is in the league because there's no disguising it on Madden. Like, you can try. You know, you can take them out.
If you were sitting next to me, actually sitting 6 feet from me, and we're staring at a game of Madden, you think you'd be able to identify the defensive sets and like who was going to be open before the ball was snapped?
Absolutely. I do it all the time versus my friends, and they get mad at me.
That's nuts. So that would then explain why, you know, maybe you guys crush all of us when you play video. Because I was like, maybe it's because their hand-eye coordination is so much more elite than the average person, like the gamers do. But maybe so.
I watched a little bit of like what you're running, and like, don't run cover two like ever.
That's all my brother said to run.
Never,
what do you run
like,
in Madden?
I've seen Hollywood like just running post after post, like it'll continuously be open if you just keep running cover two.
I know. All right. So then answer this question. If you guys are so good at Madden, but then I would imagine you're pretty good at FIFA and Fortnite and all those games. Is that just because you guys play a lot of video games?
Yeah. FIFA's a little different, like, because sometimes, and it ain't nothing I can really do about it. It's just, like, in other countries, FIFA is like other people's Madden. So right. I play those other dudes, and I just get destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the I don't know if you watched it. It was absolutely painful to watch. But, like, the NBA 2K ESPN tournament that went on. Like, I used to play a lot of 2K, and I used to think I was really good.
Nah, you were trash. You were always trash. Let's be honest.
Not the point. not the point. But I'm watching these guys play like Devin Booker, Hassan Whiteside, and they're legitimately playing like real basketball on 2K. Like the stuff you see, they're running sets.
But that's not the best way to do it, I feel like.
But like you can tell that they have, you can tell that they have a, it may not be the best way to do it, but you can tell that they have superior knowledge on basketball in general, the way they play, similar to how Hakeem and other NFL players can sit back, look at what a defense is mad at and know who's going to be open. Like, you just know where certain guys stand, what that means.
Hakeem, if we play, what's the score?
Bro, like, I told you about the cover two thing, but if you would have ran cover two versus me, I would have definitely scored 100 points.
100 points? There's not enough games. I'll just be on two clock. I'll be on two clock. I'm not letting up 100.
You gave up 70. You gave up 72.
72 to Mixon. He had like 12 carries for 7 touchdowns. You can't really. You think you would put up 100 on me? What are you Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation, bro. I don't do the Xbox, man. Although I might buy the next Xbox just to like dope. Play other people in it.
They gotta do like cross. Do they do cross? I'm kind of out of the video
game
nowadays.
They do cross platform for like Fortnite and stuff, but they don't really do it for 2K or FIFA or any of that. Which
that's stupid.
I don't know if it's smart or dumb.
I mean,
no, I think it's dumb. But I mean, it's like, is there a way to like? It makes money somehow, you know. It's above money. Yours pay grade.
It all goes back to money.
Yeah, it is all about the bread. All right. So outside of video games, off the field, you also are into fashion, correct?
For sure.
So did you walk during – were you in New York?
I was in New York, but I didn't, like, walk. Gotcha. A good friend of mine, you know, Todd Schneider, he had a brand, and he wanted me to come out for – his fashion show, which I mean was definitely like was mind blowing that, you know, I've been missing that my whole life. And, you know, just to see a different side of New York and really of like the world and everything, I think it was a great thing for me.
How'd you get into fashion?
How did I get into fashion? I would definitely say my mom. My mom, she wouldn't leave the house without looking good. She used to always say, you never know when you're going to run into your future wife, so you need to look good. And, I mean, I've always, you know, stuck by that. You know, I don't want Beyonce or, like, Halle Berry or something to see me and just be like, nah. You
know, Beyonce's got a boyfriend or a husband or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, he got a little bit more money than me, but, I mean, that's all he got on me.
Right. You got – I mean, the looks have gone on Jay-Z. That's down the drain.
Let's see if Jay-Z's running cover two.
do you know Dale Moss?
Dale Moss? No, yeah. I'm not
so
sure.
So Dale played for the Packers, and he's actually huge into fashion. He was a wide receiver.
Oh, the lineman, right?
No, he's a wide receiver.
Oh, no.
I'll send you his profile. He's interesting because he was he's doing stuff similar to you. He's out of the league now. He's more focused on like fashion and modeling and stuff like that. But it made me think because I saw him all over. He kind of was one of those guys who bridges the gap from, you know, the athlete world. And you never know about it. Yeah, like a lot of athletes will buy designer stuff, but they're not ingrained in the culture that is like a New York Fashion Week. So it's cool to like see.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's another problem with fashion. People feel like if it costs more, it looks better, and that's not true at all.
Exactly. So what's that mean for the game day fits this year? Like, have heat coming or what's the deal?
I mean, I'm going to do my best for sure. I'm working on a lot of things. I haven't really put much thought into it because I don't even imagine there being fans there at this point.
Bro.
Like
all
I
right,
said,
right,
that's,
time
that's
time
above
out,
my
time
pay.
Jack, get over it. No,
I'm not talking about the fans. First of all, one, it's all about the picture for the gram. And two, I'm talking to a dude who had a photo shoot at Dave and Buster's.
I
and
wanted
he,
to
and
bring
he
that
can't
up.
Even get
Damn
dressed
it.
Up for a National Football League game. I'm going to need an extra.
Let's talk about
that.
For those who don't know, we looked at Hakeem's Instagram before he hopped on, and there was a very improv background. I know that location. That's a Dave and Buster's. What possessed you to do the impromptu photo shoot at Dave and Buster's?
Okay, let's discuss it now. Since we want to discuss it, let's discuss it. Okay. Now, first of all, that wasn't Dave and Buster's. That was a perfect game here in Tempe.
Okay.
Okay.
It was perfect game, and it was a part of a lifestyle shoot that my guy Derek Spencer, he's like our team photographer, but he's like one of the best photographers I've ever met. It was a lifestyle shoot, and he just thought it was a good idea with the colors and everything. And I mean, I definitely agree. I think it made everything pop, and it was just a good background that nobody's expected. I've never seen anybody do it, so you know. We're just breaking boundaries here.
Who doesn't love Dave and Buster's?
I liked it. I agree. It did look dope. I'm just saying, how do we not already have every outfit picked out for all 16 of next season if we're going to be doing shoots at a little video plex? That's all I'm saying. Because you can go viral off of all that.
100%. But like, I can't pre-plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like... I mean, I'll pre-plan, but, like, months in advance, that's just not it. Because, like I said, you know, before, everything just determines on the mood. Like, that's how everything works at this point.
I feel you. All right. Well, that's a good segue into Ranked. So, on this episode of Ranked, we're going to rank our top three least favorite or worst fashion trends. So, Abe, I will kick it off, then we'll go to Abe, then we'll go to Keem. It's a snake, so you're going to do your third and second, and then we're going to save your number one for last, all right?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, my number three, I'm going to go with holes in the shirt. So, like, ripped jeans, that's cool with me, all that good stuff. But, like, why am I staring at, like, your abdomen or your nipple if you're just going to, you know, going out to eat? I don't get the ripped shirt vibe. That's just me. That's number three for me.
Yeah, don't hate it.
Okay.
I want to preface my three with –
And hold on, Abe. And, Akeem, Abe and I are very aware that there's a high chance that you pull off many of these trends.
That's what I was going to say. We may offend you.
So – that's kind of what we're going for.
I don't get offended. Each and someone is like how I live.
All right, perfect. My three might be because they stink, which they do, but also pull them off. So my number three
fashion trends.
It's become a new thing: the fanny pack across the chest.
I like the fanny pack. I was in disagreement with Abe on this one.
Can you wear a fanny pack across your chest?
Yeah, I would love to. What do you think about the fanny pack?
I mean, I had like something like that, the lacrosse body, and I gave it to my brother. It just wasn't my thing.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
All right, give us your third and your second.
Third and second. One thing I really hated was the Balenciaga shoes. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of those. They look very, very cheap. Even though I know they're definitely expensive, I've seen how much they cost, so I know they're expensive. But definitely something I hate. I don't like when brands do their logo like all over the shirt or like the sock or whatever.
I've seen a lot of stuff with Champion. Champion does that.
Who else does that?
Like, you know, like just repeatedly over the thing. Like Balenciaga does it like 10, 12, 1500 times on their jackets and stuff. It's just like,
it's too relaxed.
Something tells me that there was a little fallout between a potential Hakeem Butler and Balenciaga deal. The first two are pretty indicative of that. Sounds like you'd maybe get a deal you won with them, but no, I respect that.
Yeah.
Abe, what's your number two?
Number two for me. You know, I don't know if there's still as much a thing, but they were a year and a half ago. The clear see-through aviator sunglasses. Girls wear them a lot.
Fully clear? I'm not familiar with those. Do you know what he's talking about, Akeem?
I'm not really familiar, but I feel like I'm kind of getting it in my head.
Or like the girls who wear the big like yellow sunglasses or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? You can see their eyes.
With no lenses type thing?
The worst. Where you can see their eyes. Oh my God. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I kind of got you now.
Oh, brutal.
Abe, you'll have to dig up a picture for us, and I'll have to take a look at those. All right, my number two.
Just know they suck.
My number two are the ugly Yeezys. So not like your just over-designed ones. I'm talking about like the ones that come out, and it's like, how do people even purchase these? I know it's Kanye West and Yeezy, but like, that looks like someone's wearing the foot of an alligator. Like, what? How did they?
Are you talking about the new like Croc sandal?
Yeah,
one?
They got the Crocs one. They've had. I mean, he's done a bunch of terrible ones. That just I see pictures on Twitter. I'm like, how do people think those are cool in the slightest? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with that. Kanye, ooh. That's where it's at. That's, like, you gotta get down.
I don't hate the Yeezys either.
Wait, time out. Hakeem, you're in for every pair of Yeezys. I'm talking like the ugly ones.
Every pair I'm with. Like Kanye's my guy, first of all. Like, just like fashion, music, everything. Like, right. I'm a Kanye guy for sure.
I'm going to pull up so many ugly Yeezys and just tag you on my Instagram story. It's just going to be a slideshow of ugly Yeezys at Hakeem Butler. All right, fair enough.
I'm number one. Man, I'm ready.
Listen, we do the ranked so that we can get, you know, we have the expert in the room, and you know, you got to tell me when I'm off. That's your opinion. That's my opinion. My number one is Coachella. It's just like, what are people wearing? Like, what are you
attaboy, Jack.
Wearing? Yeah, I don't know. Cam Newton definitely went crazy at Coachella. I guess if I had to pick a specific trend within Coachella, it was like
every Sunday is Coachella for Cam Newton.
Well, that's also true. It's like the man dress. I don't know. Yeah, Coachella. I'm kind of happy. I would say that's the one positive from coronavirus is we got to avoid all the Coachella outfits. That's mine.
Okay, but in the same breath, like
Coachella's like Burning Man for like teenagers.
Exactly. For like teen, I don't even want to describe them. I feel like I'll just say something off. So I'm gonna let it go.
I totally love the pick. I'm agreeing with the pick. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Every year Coachella comes around, there are some pretty girls posting some nice photos. I'm just saying. So
I will 1,000% agree with that.
Yeah, 1,000%. No, I'm in on that. Maybe it was men's fashion at Coachella.
You can't hate it all. Right, okay. My number one, which nobody looks good in, I don't care what you look like. I don't know if you even pronounce it right. Is it Fila or is it Fila? Those like big Fila, white pump Fila, shoes that Fila. Are coming back? Fila. Yeah. Those Fila big white Fila? Pump shoes that are coming back.
Akeem's gonna like them too.
God.
I know it. I can feel it.
I should have used that as my number two.
Got it. Ha ha. Yeah, it looks like if Nurse Jackie wanted to make a shoe with Kevin Durant for a basketball shoe. Like, those big white clunky pieces of shit, get them out of there. Do never.
That's a good pick. Those
are the worst shoes. Those are like one of the worst pair of shoes that ever be invented.
Hey.
There you go, Abe. All right. We both got good picks. We got Akeem's approval for our ones. All right. Let's hear your number one.
My number one, I feel like I'm very vocal about this. Everybody that knows me knows that I really, truly hate this look. My last year at school, I think the big fashion trend with all the girls was like, was it like dad jeans or mom jeans? I'm not sure. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I think they're called, what are they called? They're called bell something jeans, I think. Bell bottoms.
No, not bell bottoms. I know you're talking about bell bottoms, but they're like dad jeans or mom jeans or something like that that girls have like tried to bring back. And it's just like,
I mean, yeah, baggy jeans just never look good on a girl.
Yeah. And then they're normally like high, and then girls try to put heels on with them. Like, just because you put heels on with it does not make it look good.
Wait, so your number one is a female trend?
Bro, like, wow, every time I see a girl wear that, I get like a headache.
I mean, I respect it. I like it. You want the girls. If you're gonna look good, and every time you leave the house, then their expectations should be the same for the ladies.
I have a question for the group. How do we feel about how do we feel about sunglasses inside?
Just depend on location.
I feel like it depends on the person.
Sunglasses inside, like you saw the pictures on Twitter, like all the last four, the big time MVPs have been rocking sunglasses inside. That's how fashion trends start. You know, you got MJ and then Lamar's on, you know.
Yeah, I feel like you have to hold certain stature.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to be somebody to do that. Like, and I mean, if you're confident enough and you carry yourself where you feel like you can do that, then big ups to you. But you got to be somebody to do that.
Well, I think that's the fine line of fashion is like to pull off a lot of these tier A, you know, fashion trends, you got to have a crazy amount of confidence. But
yeah, you just have to not give a shit.
Right. But then some people, I feel like they just don't have that stature and they show up and you're just like, what are you wearing?
Because you can feel it. You can feel it when a person has it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Odell, I feel like Odell, like no one can talk. Like he wears some crazy stuff, but he kind of has, he's gotten to that point. He killed New York for a couple years and it was just like, all right, Odell has that pass. He can rock whatever he wants and that's cool.
Yeah.
Like Ross. Absolutely. Ross in the NBA too.
Well, that was.
Russ, he doesn't even wear clothes. Russ, those aren't
clothes. That's what I said. That's my number three. Ross, he's wearing shirts that look like they've been ripped apart. I just wasn't about that. Is what it is.
It was more than just a shirt. It was like it was a lot of stuff he was wearing that I wasn't agreeing with.
Who's got outside of you? Who's got the best fashion on the team?
Well, I mean, we just got DeAndre Hopkins, and
yeah, I was gonna say D Hop does some crazy things.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of D Hop, so you know, we're gonna see for sure.
That's got to be like the best wide receiver room to be in this year, right? Like you guys are gonna be just
absolutely
disturbingly bad. I mean, good for opposing defenses.
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, we just gotta execute.
Right. What do you think that you can? I mean, obviously you already had a year with Fitz. He's coming back, but now you have debatably the best receiver in football coming. Obviously, you're gonna have to take a step back because. That's just how it works. If you get the best player at that position, you're going to have to take a step back. But what do you think that you'll be able to learn the most from that receiving room?
Well, I mean, I definitely just learned a lot. When it comes to, like, work ethic and the way that you come to work and, you know, you handle things every day from Fitz. But as a receiver, I mean, in college, I would say D-Hop, Mike Evans, and like a couple older guys, you know, I've definitely like watched a lot of their film. And so I believe like just to get up close and personal and see how D-Hop like, you know, does things. I think I'm very excited for that. Honestly,
have you guys,
I can't wait for that first one-on-one.
Have you guys got the chance to speak yet?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've met him. I think I met him once at Fitz's house. And I mean, he's a very cool dude. I'm really excited to get to work with them, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals are one of those teams that everyone's, like, very, very intrigued with this year. It's like them, the Buccaneers, the Browns, obviously. Buccaneers. Like, they're just one of those teams. What is a realistic expectation for yourself for your, I guess we'll call it your rookie year, as well as the team as a whole?
For myself, I just want to – I have a couple goals within me that I definitely want to accomplish. But, I mean, ones that I'll tell you, I mean, I just want to make a couple plays here and there just to get back in the groove. I just want to catch that first pass so I can break that first tackle and just, you know, do what I do best with the ball in my hands. That's probably the biggest thing for me. But as a team, I mean, we're going to go as far as, you know, we decide to go as a team, I think there's in the past, you know, on paper, a lot of people have looked good, and that's on paper. I mean, last year,
the Browns,
there were a couple of teams that looked good on paper, and
the Eagles, and
it just stayed on paper. You said the Eagles?
He's an Eagles fan. He's an Eagles fan.
I really like what the Eagles got. Barely. I mean, y'all just didn't have any receivers at the end of the year, and that was kind of crazy to me. Like that one game when y'all had like tight ends playing receiver, that was a crazy game to watch.
Yeah, I've been telling Jack that for X amount of months, but we play you guys week 15, so we're gonna have to. I mean, I'm definitely going to talk shit leading up to that game to you. warning you now.
Where's the game? Where's the game?
Hundreds of people in my
the game's year, in Arizona.
It don't matter.
The game's in
Arizona. I think the game's in Arizona.
If it was in Philly, you could get all the Eagles cheerleaders to just wear those ugly jeans, and Akeem would be completely off his game.
That would be sick.
I'd be throwing up the whole game, dude.
Everyone's head to toe in Balenciaga and baggy jeans.
I would just be disgusted.
All right, Hakeem. We appreciate the time a lot. I'm excited for this season, whenever it may come, hopefully sooner rather than later. We're excited for the breakout year. But we appreciate, where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, 410 Hakeem. And yeah.
Do you still have the 410 anymore?
What you mean? By my phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had to change, somebody else was paying the bill. So, yeah. Want to change, you want to pay it. I don't care. Go ahead.
I'm a 443. So, I never got the 410. But for everyone listening, that is where the number comes from. It's Baltimore.
That is definitely Baltimore right there. What high school did you go to?
I went to McDonough.
Okay. I wanted to go there actually.
Oh, really? We didn't recruit you?
Yeah, I went. No, I went. Well,
they didn't pay you enough.
Well, yeah, you kind of can in
they
high school.
Not talking to them.
I played for McDonough football in eighth grade. I had my first career carry went for 10 yards, and then I finished the season with like negative 22 rushing yards. It was tough. It was tough. So that was the end of my career.
You finished the season with negative 22?
Yeah, bro. I was a soccer player. Play me in FIFA. All you've heard from me is I'm below the rim, Russell Westbrook. I got smacked by Hollywood and Joe Mixon. We won a national championship my senior year in soccer, and I'll beat you in FIFA. So there you go.
I don't think you'll beat me at FIFA, but I mean, we'll see.
Who's your squad?
Your go-to.
Play FIFA,
I'm a Ronaldo guy.
Mm, oh, he's so good. Yes, he's the best FIFA player. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, he's the best player, but that's not the best team.
Yeah, that's I guess not anymore.
The best team is Liverpool. Yeah. The best team is Liverpool, and it's not even close.
Yeah, that's definitely who I use a lot when I play.
They're a cheating team. So I don't know if you're that good.
I'm not really a soccer fan that heavy, but Jack, isn't Liverpool and Tottenham like rivals?
No, they're not technically. So Hakeem, I'm.
Because you're a Tottenham fan.
Yeah, I'm a Tottenham fan. They're not actually terrible in FIFA.
It's Tottenham and Arsenal, right?
Yeah, Tottenham and Arsenal are London rivals. But all right, we appreciate the time. We'll let you go. But thank you. We do appreciate it.
Hakeem, this is dope. Best of luck, man.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
Of course, we'll see.
We'll get you back on down the line too. Good luck.
Oh, please do.
Sounds good, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right.